You will hear an interview with a man called Ray Garrett, who is a professional deep-sea diver. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B or C. You now have 1 minute to look at part four.
This morning, we've got Ray Garrett in the studio. Ray, how did you become a professional deep-sea diver?
Well, when I left school, I got a job in a lawyer's office, and by the time I was 25, I'd worked my way up to the position of office manager. I was good at my job, and it never occurred to me to leave or do something else. When our company was bought out and the local office closed, I started thinking about other jobs. I'd always been interested in scuba diving as a hobby, and just about that time I saw an advert in a magazine. A company was looking for people to train as divers, so I put my name down for it.
You were still living at home with your parents at that point. What did they think of your career change?
When I told my parents about what I was planning to do, my mother wasn't at all keen. In fact, she and my dad didn't believe I'd last the 3 months training. Scuba diving doesn't take great physical strength or unusual exercise tolerance. All it takes is the desire, plus some basic classroom and in-water instruction.
So tell us more about the work you do.
Well, a qualified diver can safely remain underwater for anywhere from a few minutes to over 2 hours. Most of the work I do now isn't very dangerous or very exciting. My job involves working on ships that have to be repaired, so we're not even very deep underwater.
What are the risks as far as accidents are concerned in your profession?
Working underwater can be dangerous if you don't take the necessary precautions, and especially if we need to go right down to the seabed, perhaps to do some work on a shipwreck. People have accidents when they stop thinking about the dangers facing them in their job, and I never do that. I never exceed the time limit of my dives, which depends on various parameters like depth, rate of air consumption, and the profile of any dives I've done in the previous 6 to 12 hours.
And what are you working on currently?
At the moment, we're doing quite an exciting job, exploring an old wreck. We're working off the coast of America, examining a ship on the seabed that sank almost 150 years ago. I absolutely love this kind of work, and I never fail to be amazed not only at the wreck itself, but at the sea life around it.
Tell me more about the wreck itself. It was a ship called the SS Union, right?
Exactly. She was travelling from the northern states of America to the south in the mid to late 1800s. For a long time, nobody knew where the shipwreck was, but a team from the University of New Orleans found it last year using some new sonar equipment. The ship is supposed to have a lot of gold on board, although we haven't actually found any yet.
We'll keep our fingers crossed for you. Finally, what are the effects of deep-sea diving on the body?
Well, the work itself is absolutely fascinating, but the body can be affected in several ways. For example, problems of diving at such depth include decompression sickness, air embolism, hypothermia, and physical exhaustion. On top of that, the ship can break up at any time, which means that you run the risk of being trapped inside. A couple of days ago, I had a lucky escape when part of the shipwreck fell, and that's the sort of thing that can really cause problems for divers. Still, it's a great profession.
Ray Garrett, thank you very much.
Now you will hear part four again.
This morning, we've got Ray Garrett in the studio. Ray, how did you become a professional deep sea diver?
Well, when I left school, I got a job in a lawyer's office, and by the time I was 25, I'd worked my way up to the position of office manager. I was good at my job, and it never occurred to me to leave or do something else. When our company was bought out and the local office closed, I started thinking about other jobs. I'd always been interested in scuba diving as a hobby, and just about that time I saw an advert in a magazine. A company was looking for people to train as divers, so I put my name down for it.
You were still living at home with your parents at that point. What did they think of your career change?
When I told my parents about what I was planning to do, my mother wasn't at all keen. In fact, she and my dad didn't believe I'd last the 3 months training. Scuba diving doesn't take great physical strength or unusual exercise tolerance. All it takes is the desire, plus some basic classroom and in-water instruction.
So tell us more about the work you do.
Well, a qualified diver can safely remain underwater for anywhere from a few minutes to over 2 hours. Most of the work I do now isn't very dangerous or very exciting. My job involves working on ships that have to be repaired, so we're not even very deep underwater.
What are the risks as far as accidents are concerned in your profession?
Working underwater can be dangerous if you don't take the necessary precautions, and especially if we need to go right down to the seabed, perhaps to do some work on a shipwreck. People have accidents when they stop thinking about the dangers facing them in their job, and I never do that. I never exceed the time limit of my dives, which depends on various parameters like depth, rate of air consumption, and the profile of any dives I've done in the previous 6 to 12 hours.
And what are you working on currently?
At the moment, we're doing quite an exciting job, exploring an old wreck. We're working off the coast of America, examining a ship on the seabed that sank almost 150 years ago. I absolutely love this kind of work, and I never fail to be amazed not only at the wreck itself, but at the sea life around it.
Tell me more about the wreck itself. It was a ship called the SS Union, right?
Exactly. She was travelling from the northern states of America to the south in the mid to late 1800s. For a long time, nobody knew where the shipwreck was, but a team from the University of New Orleans found it last year using some new sonar equipment. The ship is supposed to have a lot of gold on board, although we haven't actually found any yet.
We'll keep our fingers crossed for you. Finally, what are the effects of deep-sea diving on the body?
Well, the work itself is absolutely fascinating, but the body can be affected in several ways. For example, problems of diving at such depth include decompression sickness, air embolism, hypothermia, and physical exhaustion. On top of that, the ship can break up at any time, which means that you run the risk of being trapped inside. A couple of days ago, I had a lucky escape when part of the shipwreck fell, and that's the sort of thing that can really cause problems for divers. Still, it's a great profession.
Ray Garrett, thank you very much.
That is the end of part four.